It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Here we are.
Here we go. It's time for the swap meet here. It's Wednesday night. 312-981-7200, our regular weekly segment where we evaluate all your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. That's right.
Yep.
See if it's worth anything. Or if you got something you just want to brag about. I gave everybody a heads up about an hour ago, Greg.
I heard that.
I just said, hey, now's your chance to get the old ladder out.
Right.
Get up to that crawl space or go down to the crawl space, up to the attic. Make it all happen. Let's get some good stuff tonight.
Right. And I try to bring stuff in that will make people run to their attic or their garage and find it.
You have already piqued the interest of Mr. Rob Martyr with what you brought in today. Why don't you kick us off, Greg, at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. He can evaluate. He can tell you what your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk is worth. He's here all hour. What do you got tonight? What'd you bring in?
Well, the big item I brought in was mint condition Nintendo NES, the first one, NES Dash.
Now you're not pulling the wool over here and like going to Target last week and getting one that's like the classic.
Right,
redone.
The classic. Yeah, it's much the new classic is much smaller than this one. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this one's works great. Everything's great about it. But yeah, it's the first one.
What games come with this? This is the first one. This is the classic box. It comes with the little gun.
Yeah, zapper and two controllers, and it's got Duck Hunt and Mario Brothers on one cartridge.
Well, I say that we make the rest of the hour just a almost like a DVD. What do you call those tracks that people the DVD director's cut where you can to play along?
Oh yeah, yeah, commentary.
And, yeah, commentary, and we just play this. We get this hooked up, and we go right
we'll
to a TV.
We'll get a TV going,
and all you hear is us going, "No, hit the." And you got to trying to get the actual cartridges to work. Right. I love this. Nintendo said everybody in our neighborhood went crazy for this because this would have been right when I was, 13, 14, 15 years old. But this Contra, doesn't come with Contra? It's a classic?
It doesn't come with it, but yeah, it will work with
an
that.
AB, up, down, 1-2, 1-2, nobody?
Yeah, my game was Mike Tyson, Punch-Out, and
classic.
Obviously Mario Brothers and... trying to think of some of the other. Obviously, Tetris was a big one.
Tetris, that's right. I always get these confused because I remember quickly thereafter Sega Genesis came on board.
Yep.
And they had the NHL game. They had Madden, which I still play today.
Yeah.
And not very well, but I always, whenever I see the numbers of Mitch Trubisky and everyone's mad, I'm like, well, that's what I do. And throw the ball 8 times and run it 40 times. Okay, so this is, how much does something like that go for? Like if you get the original set here,
rehash. It should go for $160 to $230,
How much were these going for in the 80s? Like what were they going for?
I thought they were like $100. Yeah, I thought
they were. Because now you want to get a video system like the Nintendo Switch where they went $300, $400.
Yeah, and they're sold out, so then you're buying online and paying extra.
That's because they made 30 of them.
Right,
They're like, we are sold out. We are so popular.
Yeah, they do that on purpose to get the hype machine going on that.
Right. All right, what else you got here?
Then I just brought, some old car parts. These are like from 1951, and they're all Mopar, but I brought these because some people just collect them for the box, and these actually have the parts in them that
classic
you could use with,
look,
So, it's kind of one of those things that, people might have in their garage or basement and think, oh, I'm just going to throw this out, and... Mm-hmm. These are $20, $30 a piece.
That's an accelerator pedal?
Yeah, there's
the
accelerator
pedal.
This is the actual pedal, for a...
Have you broken your accelerator pedal lately?
Right. It's for
Plymouth, Mopar.
Dodge, and DeSoto, 1949 to 1953. Wow. This will work,
Wow, those are cool.
And then there's a couple other parts, So I just thought people might find those in the
garage.
Good
stuff. All right, let's kick it off. You guys ready? You ready to kick it off?
Yeah, let's do it.
Got people on the line already. Let's go to Denise. Denise, what do you want to brag about, Denise?
Hey, actually, I don't want to brag. I'm wondering. I have some 1977 original Star Wars in the package.
Yeah, those are huge.
So
what I want to know is, you know, I've heard people say, oh, you should get those judged or something, or not judged, but
graded, yeah. Right,
evaluate, graded.
Right.
That's the word. Okay. So really, do you think that's really worth it?
If they're in the package, never been opened, yeah. You might right. want to consider if they're 77, they're Kenner brand, you might want right. to consider that on certain characters.
Which characters do you have?
Yeah.
Quite a few.
Okay. Do you have Star Wars? So you're going to have Luke. You're going to yeah. have Darth Vader. Obi-Wan's yeah. probably in that mix. R2-D2, C-3PO. What about right. Lando? You got a Lando? A Lando Calrissian?
I think Calrissian. Yeah, I yeah. think that we do have Lando.
Yeah.
But right. so you would,
what about a Neum Num think... from Return of the Jedi? Like a Neum Num. That's where you... I mean, look, I'm just trying to help.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help.
Well, so do you think I should have those graded then?
You
seriously?
Know, I don't think... In this case, I don't think you have to have them graded to really get some good money for
yeah.
them. You know, I mean, okay. If it was a baseball card type thing, yeah, I would say yes. But okay. with Star Wars, that era sells really well, really fast. And I would just do some research and just... let it fly.
So, like, are there stores? My next question is, are there any, like, stores in Chicago that you could take, like, brick and mortar, as opposed to eBay or something like that?
Well, I'll tell you right now, if you take them to a store, you're not going to get top dollar for them. You know, you're going to get, like, 30-40% of the value because they have to resell it. So you have to keep that in mind. I would just try to, you know, sell it online yourself, or if you have a family member who's, you know, good at doing the online sales
yeah.
stuff,
computers.
Have them do it, yeah, well, and just give them a little cut on the side there.
Sure. Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate
all
it.
Right. Thanks, Denise. Nice.
Okay.
Thanks
bye.
For calling.
I wonder if Denise has a Bib Fortuna. It's classic. That was,
right.
was Jabba's
yeah.
interpreter. Just saying. Everyone's
right.
got a Luke.
Right.
But do you have Luke who's in the snow? Do you have Snow Luke?
Right.
It's a different Luke.
Or the Carbonite, was it?
Right.
Han
you
Solo.
Got... you could have regular Han Solo or
right.
a Carbonite.
Right.
There's a lot of different, yeah, let's explore that throughout the hour. 312-981-7200. We're doing the swap meet. Greg Flamm is here. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we have more to get to on the swap meet. Stay with us. It's a swap meet here on WGN Radio. Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter, in studio. 312-981-7200. The calls are coming in. The texts are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to them. All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right. We got a picture here from 630. A 1961 Grundig Majestic. Immaculate condition wood, except for grandma slightly chipped wood on the underside from vacuuming. Grandma. Yeah. AM, FM, shortwave, all receive stations well, and record player works. It's like a record hutch, big
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, it's a big,
yeah, and
big
it says
piece of
that,
furniture.
It's a Model SO150UA1.
Yeah, I couldn't get, because they are becoming more rare, so I couldn't get that model price, but a similar model, the 190 model, someone's asking $600 for it, and I've seen a couple sell for $350. I'm thinking that model could be upwards of $600 to $700.
Yeah, come on, man. You know. Just yuppie boutique
but it
furniture
works.
Places it, alone and, are going to ask for that.
Right.
And even they don't even care if you open it up. Yeah. It's a, wow, how great. Oh, there's a record player too?
Yeah, a boutique might actually ask for more. You know,
yeah.
These are kind of online prices where you can get them a little less. But yeah, but the thing with that is it's just so big that you narrow your...
Yeah,
you know, mark it down a little bit.
Right.
They have the tabletop ones that you know you can ship easily and everything. So, I've sold a few of those for you know $100, $150. I'll pick them up for $10 at a garage sale. So, and what's great about Grundig is they work. I mean, you hardly have to do anything to them; just kind of dust them off, and you know, they'll work. You know, they've made them to last.
All right, let's go to Jim's along the same lines. Jim, what do you want to brag about, Jim? What do you got?
Yeah, I got a entertainment center. Short story quick. My sister was at Elvis Presley's house in Memphis there, and they went through a walkthrough, and she goes, "You're not going to believe it. We've got the same entertainment center as Elvis Presley does, identical." She looked at it and everything.
Okay.
It's RCA 8-track 45 CD player with it's got color lights that flash.
Wow.
With the beat of the music, that type of thing. But it's about I know they bought it in about 1966.
Okay.
But I've got it, and it still plays. My kids were amazed with it.
Wow.
What is this? You know, it was like,
So the RCA Entertainment Center that is from 1966. That's the same one that Elvis had.
Right. Yeah.
Right there, I would say $20,000.
Right.
I'm not good at this game. That's why we have Greg here.
Yeah, I, you know, that's something I've never, you know,
and
seen.
And it's got the 8-track player in it, too, and it all works.
Right.
Everything in it works. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and that's what's great about the vintage stuff is they made it to last. And
yeah, right.
You know,
I'm
trying to
too.
Find one here. For I'm probably not going to be able to find it. But,
well, same thing. Go to Andersonville.
Right.
Every third storefront is going to be a boutique furniture place, and go, I've got this, and they'll go, we'll give you $1,000, and they'll sell it for $3,000.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's what I was going to say,
Elvis
about $1,000.
Fanatic.
Yeah, and then some Joker like
this out of the mansion.
Yeah,
you know?
Yep. Yeah, there you go. And Joker like me come along and be like, $3,000, that's a deal.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Thanks,
all
Jim.
Right, man. Well, it was
thank you, buddy.
Friday. You guys, good show.
Thank you,
man.
Jim.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Gary. Gary, what do you want to brag about, Gary?
Well, I've had this piece for about 30 years. It's an Emmy Award that was never given out. It was never plated. It is straight from the factory, and it's never been plated, and it is in mint condition. It's just there. It needs to have gold on it.
Why? What do you? What's the backstory? Did you just find it? How do you have it?
No, no, no. I used to make deliveries there, and this was like in their showcase, and everybody was telling me that, no, you can't, if any employee ever walked out with anything out of this place, and I don't want to give the name of the company,
no,
but
right.
If it's Chicago, and an employee, after hours, just gave it to me. He says, just take it, put it on your phone, leave.
As a tip for like delivering pizza or something, right?
you could say you're a writer on Dynasty.
Right. Do you happen to know what year that might be, that award?
Well, no, all the Emmys are identical except the base has changed.
Yeah, right.
And this is just like a square base, maybe about 4 inches by 4 inches.
Yeah, I know what that looks like. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to find what a regular Emmy goes for.
Yeah, what? I mean, you always talk about, do they melt it down? But that's if it's gold plated, but this isn't gold plated, so we can melt down.
No, this is before the plating. It's like was like a model they might show
or
something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can't find an Emmy, and Oscar has gone for $240, and oddly enough, as goes on swap meet, an MTV VMA award goes for like $2,000.
Of course.
Right. It just there's no sense.
Stupid astronaut,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
So, all right, well that's cool, Gary. That's an awesome brag. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
But there's no, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be worth anything, to tell you the
truth. Yeah, if you do sell it online, make sure you do an auction because you don't know how high that could go.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
There's an Emmy at my old radio station because I worked with Ira Glass, and he did This American Life, and he did a Showtime version of it.
Okay.
And they won the Emmy for it. So they put it in the case next to all of the other awards for the radio station. So you have all these goofy-looking awards. They're like, hey, the Regional Association of Broadcasters Award for Best Use of Sound. You know, and then the Emmy.
The Emmy, right.
Yeah, so we would always, if anyone came through, that became like a party stop on the tour to be like, would you like to hold an Emmy?
Nice.
And we had the idea one time. I wanted to do this. I never did it out of respect for Ira's Emmy that was there. Is I wanted to get a bunch of guys dressed up in suits or like, you know, almost like tuxedos.
Right.
Like everyone wear their tuxedo and then grab that Emmy and just show up at bars everywhere. You know, like on a random Saturday night holding up like, we did it, even though it's not Emmy time.
Yep.
Like just to see how people react. We didn't.
Free drinks, yep.
All right, let's keep going here. 312-981-7200. Lissa says, this is from 630, she says she has a first edition of Origin and History of Beer and Brewing, J.P. Arnold, 1911. Wow, look at this thing. She sent a picture, too. It's like old, look at this. It's like it's great, great book. Origin and History of Beer and Brewing, J.P. Arnold, 1911. That's what we're talking about right there. That's a good one.
It is.
So that's great. I like that one as Greg gets that one. I'll keep going here. 847 says, I have a Black Sabbath reunion CD from sometime in the 90s, signed by Ozzy Osbourne and all the other members of the band at that time. And then they say, do you know how much I could sell it for? CJ in Buffalo Grove.
Okay.
So that's two of them there.
Let's see. The book is looks like it's sold for $25 to $30 before. Mm-hmm. I mean, I
should
would think it's more than that, but they might have priced
too.
It low. Yeah.
Origin and the History of Beer and Brewing. That's
right.
Awesome.
And it probably wasn't first edition, so that would change it. The Ozzy thing, yeah. I mean, I could see that CD would probably be an $80 to $100 to start CD.
Really?
And especially signed, it could be hundreds to start.
It's a reunion CD? So they put out like a CD in the 90s. It was like, we're back.
Yeah, I heard recently, just like today, that he's doing, the very last tour now.
This is the very last tour.
Until next time.
Until the exactly.
Right.
All right. So the Origin of History Beer and Brewing, $15 to $20 or $25 to $30, whatever you had there, not much. And maybe $80 to $100 for the Black Sabbath reunion CD signed by the members of Black Sabbath.
Yeah, and I would start there. It could go higher than that.
I heard, and it might have been the new Justice League trailer. It was one of the trailers that I was just looking at, and they had the Black Sabbath track on there. And I was like, how do they get that song? And why would you spend what I would think that much money, how much it would cost to get that song? You know what I mean? Like, I know it's a great song, and they do a great song. But you can't find, like, a knockoff version of that to, like, just get the same. I always wonder about that with trailers and movies. It was like Suicide Squad. Every song on that, you're like, wow, that is a monster Led Zeppelin song, right. Creedence song, and they must have spent a lot of money.
Yeah, I heard the stories like with School of Rock, the hoops they had to go through to get Zeppelin songs and AC/DC songs for that.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I saw the trailer for the play for School of Rock, and I just want to point out, as a musician, they are using a Les Paul in that promo they're doing. Yeah. And it was an SG. It was a Gibson SG on School of Rock cover. And I'm like, this is blasphemy. You know. I'm sorry. I digress.
Greg getting off.
I know.
Oh, man.
But I was like, man, they're using a Les Paul. What? They're made by the same Gibson company. You know, why couldn't they just use the original guitar?
Sounds
right?
Like someone just copy-paste, put this on there.
Right. You know, it doesn't make sense.
Greg Flamm, at DuPage Picker. I'm a guest every Wednesday night doing the Swap Meet, 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We'll get an update on Rob's news. We'll come back for the second half. What do you want to brag about? Time to call in. Stay with us.
It's time for Swap Meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flamm.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. The second half of Swap Meet is on. Greg Flamm can be found at DuPage Picker, both at Facebook and Twitter. 312-981-7200. This is our segment we do every Wednesday where we evaluate, find out how much your junk is worth.
Yes.
Let's go to Adam. Adam, why don't you start us off? What do you want to brag about, Adam?
Well, man, it's not junk, but it's you guys are talking about guitars, and I was like, man, I just wrapped up band prep because I got to call this in.
Yes.
I have a 68 Gibson SG, which is almost identical to the Angus Young one with that big, you know, silver piece. I don't know if you want to geek out on guitars, but
yeah, let's do it.
It's pretty mint, man. It's we've had it in the family. It's got the lift-in case, which is, you know, kind of notable for those.
Okay.
And it's pretty much mint. It's got a little buckle rash on the back. I mean, if you're talking industry terms, and it's beautiful.
I mean, that's to be expected. Yeah, I mean, they're going for like $5,000-$6,000. You know, 1968 SG.
Wow.
I'm trying to find one that actually sold recently.
What is a guitar from the 60s? I mean, what's the upper echelon guitar from the 60s?
Oh, they could be $12,000.
Well,
what brand?
59 Les Paul, man. You got a $250,000 guitar. When the market changes, that thing changes.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. And the market.
I know nothing about it. I know nothing about guitars. Fender Stratocaster, right? That's a big guitar.
Yep.
A Gibson, of course, the other one you just
Les
mentioned,
Paul.
Les Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the top three. Is there any others that actually make or that are collectibles?
Yeah, Gretsch is another brand that's very collectible. Rickenbacker, drawing a blank on some of the other brands. But yeah, those are the main brands there. But yeah
Martin, vintage Martin.
Right, especially the older acoustic Martin, yeah. Awesome. But yeah, that's cool that you have one. And I just digressed on that because the cover, the classic iconic cover of School of Rock is with an SG. And I was just like, why couldn't they just use that?
But do they have the pick of destiny?
Right, right. Oh, I haven't seen the play, and I don't know if I plan to, but that would be funny if they did.
There you go. Thanks, Adam. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling in. There you go. 312-981-7200. All right, let's see what we got here. 773 says, shortly after the Apollo 11 mission in 1969, I sent Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins letters asking for their autographs. They each sent me back 8x10 photos with their written signature. I sealed each autograph photo in an envelope, so they remain in mint condition nearly 50 years later.
Wow.
Any idea on what the value would be? Bob from Northbrook. What do you think on that? That's a great story, Bob. Thank you for sharing.
It is. If you kept them in that condition for that long, I think he mentioned it was three separate photos signed.
8x10s.
Yeah, as a group, it could be 300 to 500 to start.
For the group of
them? For an auction, yeah, if you sell them as a group. Hmm. Or start them at like 150 each and see how high they go. And it's kind of hard to look that up, because you just have autographs of those but as a group and in that condition.
That's nice, though.
But it is, yeah. Good brag.
Good brag. All right. 262 says, how about a pewter chess set of original Disney characters?
Yeah, those are neat. There's a few of them on there. They're going for $250 to $450 for the complete set.
Wow.
But some people are just selling individual, characters of the set, for $80 to $100 a piece. I guess they're getting more individually than
just
as
by
a set.
Selling a piece?
Yeah. So
that just ruins the game.
Yeah. But
now when you want to pull that out, you got to use a penny.
Parts is parts,
Right. That's where the rook would be. That's not a rook anymore. That's a quarter.
Right. Well, we did that with Monopoly pieces playing that.
All right, let's try George. George, what do you want to brag about, George?
I have this first edition. Good evening, fellas.
Good morning. Or evening.
I have this first edition by Lou Sarrett.
Okay.
The poet. And it's personally inscribed for Mrs. Henry Justin Smith, that you may know was like a patron of the arts back in those days. At the bottom it says Ravinia. December 1931.
What year are you talking about?
December
1931. 1931. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
This is not Greg Flam's wheelhouse.
Right.
I know this from doing the swap meet for 2 years. That Greg is this is where he doesn't. When we talk about first edition books and poetry and stuff like that,
books put me to sleep. I crack one open. I'm out.
Oh, okay, that's
no, but weird. I did find it. I did. I was able to find it.
What do we got?
Someone's asking $4,000 for one.
How much?
$4,000. Yeah.
What?
But then there's two others that are only $8. So obviously they're not first edition, but they're saying first print.
This is a first, but no jacket or nothing.
Yeah. But I can't find any sold. But there's three available right now. From two are $8 and one is $4,000. So. Yeah. Anyway,
well, and so I hope we helped you narrow that down from $4,000 to
$8.
Pick a number in between.
Quite a range, but I'm glad we could help you out, George. Thank you, buddy.
All right, thank you so much.
That's a good
one. Bye-bye.
Good one. All right, Joe, what do you want to brag about, Joe?
Hey, haven't talked to you guys in a while.
Yeah, how's
Hockey
it going,
games,
bud?
Whatever.
Hi there.
I know, right?
This is Joe from his man cave.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
And some of the previous calls have been rather simple for you guys, I think, relatively speaking. But I got a toughie for you. Lost the paperwork on this baby. Bought it about, 40, 45 years ago. It's a 3.5 to 4 foot mahogany whale, three-dimensional, mounted on a steel post.
4 foot mahogany whale?
Yeah.
Like the whale? Like a
as a sperm
shaman?
Whale?
Okay, sperm whale. Got it.
Yeah. On a steel post mounted on a quartz. Like a marble brick, if you will.
Okay.
Lost the paperwork, so I don't remember who the artist was. But I remember I brought this in Oak Brook Art Festival, if you will.
Okay. Wow.
And right. The guy just did nothing but seafaring stuff, if you will.
Okay.
Seagulls, Galapagos Island stuff, if you will. And it's mahogany. and you know, it's I paid $450 for it.
Wow.
And I was just wondering if you guys have any possible way to trace that without a name, you know.
Yeah, I.
It's a toughie. It's a toughie.
I like that you're going to the Oak Brook Art Fest.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, hey, what's going on with that 4-foot whale?
It's a shadow of what it formerly was. You remember the fountain in the center of the Oak Brook Mall?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They used to have around that circle.
They don't have that anymore?
They do, but it's a shadow of what it was in the past. Stone sculptures, whatever.
Yeah.
And this guy was just, you know, everybody was standing around looking in awe of your stuff.
I like that every time you call in, Joe, you give us something more that gives us much more of a glimpse into your personality.
Because
you've called in with such the weirdest stuff in the swap meet where you've collected over time. Didn't you have the longhorns?
Yep,
yeah,
you got it.
Yeah, you had a lot of interesting things that you've collected over the years.
The auction.
Exactly. Perfect for this. All right, well, what do we
obviously
got?
Obviously, I can't find anything close to that.
I had a little, you know, a glimmer of, you know, hope that you might have somebody to trace it, but, you know, without the paperwork, without the artist, you have no clue.
Yeah, okay. If you want to write through the Facebook, I'll do some more research.
I say we take it to one of the arts organizations that gives money for documentary films. And then the three of us, we make a documentary film trying to find the artist of the 4-foot-long whale.
There we go.
Beautiful, guys.
Yeah, nice. Sounds good. Thanks, Joe.
Yep. Adios,
thanks for calling.
Where? We'd make a Moby Dick reference. It'd be like our white whale or something.
Right.
And I'll do the voiceover. And it'll be like this. It'd be like, but where? Where was the whale made? I think it'll be very upsy downsy. It'll be really good. I think we're on to something.
Let's start our
own media company. 312-981-7200. All right. We still have some great stuff coming in here. 262. We'll go to the break with the any value for the Vern Troyer autograph photo, which he's texting a couple times with that gem.
Yeah, that has been,
He's enjoying that bit. He keeps going back to it. All right. We got some stuff. We got some hankies from the 50s. We've got a first edition copy of O.J. Simpson's autobiography signed. We've got a Schwinn Breeze ladies bike, 3-speed from 1968. So we got some stuff to get to coming up here as we wrap up the swap meet. Stay with us. It's a swap meet here as we wrap up. 720 WGN. Greg Flam in studio at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. 312-981-7200. You got a couple minutes. We'll play until the end of the hour here. All right, so let's get through some of these. 262 says, okay, I'll retire the Vern Troyer bit, but I thought for sure that one of these times you guys would want to buy it. I'll save it for my grandkids. I don't have grandkids. I'll just give it to somebody else's grandkids.
Okay. Nice.
Good bits, 262. Good bits.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 815 says, hello, guys. I got a signed first edition copy of O.J. Simpson's autobiography, The Education of a Rich Rookie. It's in great shape. His original dust cover. I have no idea if it has any value. Just curious.
Yeah, I couldn't find that book, but a signed book by O.J. in general is $30 to $60.
Hmm.
So, but I couldn't find
that
book. How
many books did he
write? I don't know. I forget the name of the other ones that were coming up.
It's amazing you go back and you see all of the advertising, like TV advertising he was on in the 70s and 80s.
Yep.
Hertz?
Rental car, yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yep.
414, I've got a Schwinn Breeze ladies bike, 3-speed from 1968. Good condition.
Yeah, roughly $400 for that.
$400?
Yeah, not bad.
That's great, right?
Yeah.
Is that what a bike goes, like it's the bike from the 60s goes for?
Yeah, some can be more than that. I think they said, it was a 3-speed, so that could make a difference as well.
It was a 10-speed. Did they make 10-speeds back
five,
in the 60s?
And 10, well, 60s, I don't think so, maybe 70s.
I remember when it was, early 80s, you got a 10-speed, that was high tech.
Yep.
High tech.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had a Fuji 10-speed. And you know what I did, which is such an idiot move? Not really. She had it forever, right? And one day, she was trying to get me to ride a bike in the city.
Okay.
She's like, oh, it's good for exercise. I'm like, I don't want to ride. I'm not the guy who's going to be on your left, like I'm going downtown Chicago, right? And so I came home one day, and it was just there. It was like in my condo. Like she'd come over, my wife was there, and she like gave us the bike. and it was just kind of crappy. And I was like, I don't really want this bike. So I took it downstairs, and I needed new tires and all that.
Yeah.
And I put it, like, our condo had a, this is our old condo, it had like a bike rack, and she could put stuff on. Everyone had their stuff tied up, and there were millions of bikes down there, just okay. millions, right? So I just kind of slotted it in there. And when I moved a couple years ago, I just left it there. Nice. I was like, well, if they want to, it's not locked up. Someone can grab it. It's a reclamation project, but it's probably still sitting there because who's going to actually take it?
That's funny that, you know, when you don't want the bike, it's going to stay there forever. But when you want the bike, someone's stealing.
I'm going to sneak back in there and figure it out and be like, who stole the Fuji?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It looks like Fuji 10 speeds are like $100 these days.
Oh, I could have got $100 out of it. That's like a family of three over at Portillo's.
Right.
Could have made that happen. All right, let's go to Karen. Karen, what do you want to brag about, Karen?
Well, I'm not bragging. I'm inquiring on if there's any worth to a, seems like a resin toilet seat that's got actual coins in it in a pattern.
Wow.
Half dollars, quarters, nickels, pennies.
It's a toilet seat?
Toilet seat with coins in it.
The coins are like a see-through, and you can see like there's coins inside.
Oh, yes, you can see both sides of the coins.
Oh, wow. That is a thing. I'm seeing them now. Anywhere from $270, well, $80 actually, upwards of $430.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Minus how much the coins are worth.
And yeah, and there are seats that have dollar bills in them too, like Lucite. Built into
where is
the
this
toys.
A thing? So I've never seen this.
I never heard of this until
or
now.
Are these old items?
Well, they're online. I don't know. Have the year? Let me see if I can find years on these.
This one's got to be 40 to 50 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, they're not showing dates on that. So yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a thing though. There's quite a few online.
Yeah, there you go.
Then it may be worth a couple of bucks, is what you're saying.
Yeah, anywhere. If yours is older, I would say you're probably $200 to $300.
Oh, okie dokie.
Are they U.S. coins, or what kind of coins are in there?
Regular half dollars and quarters and nickels and pennies.
Okay.
Yeah, you're probably $200 to $300. I mean, because the coins themselves, if you have a half dollar, you know, like pre-54 half dollars, those alone could be $25 to $50 each just for that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but we don't want to break up the seat.
Right. I know, but I'm just saying
that's
the combined value of the
that's life, Karen. Seat. You got to make a choice.
Do we break the toilet seat?
Either break the toilet seat to get the cash. You know the old saying. Right. Do I break the toilet seat to get the cash or try to sell
but
the whole toilet
saying,
seat?
Isn't that a Snoop Dogg show coming out?
Let's sell it.
Yeah, sell it online. You sell. Put it on eBay.
All righty. Well, thank you
for your
very information. Your
you
whole
go.
Show was super great.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. All right. 312-981-7200-219 says, can you please look up Lincoln Logs? Pre-80s. I have a 1978 box, all unused, 212 pieces.
Wow.
They say you can let me know next week. Like, thanks.
Well, that was kind of them.
That's kind, Philip. Thank you. 773 says, I got Topps baseball cards from 1963, 64, and 65, autographed by approximately 30 players on those teams. I will never sell them. Just wondering.
Okay.
They live by Midway Airport. The White Sox would take off on Sunday night to their next destination. So 10 neighborhood kids, we'd have the whole team to ourselves. That's awesome.
That is, yeah. I was at Midway when they came back from the World Series. Houston, I was there. Midway, yeah, that was awesome. Burley in his pickup truck.
That's right.
They all drove their own like cars or had people pick them up.
I had Burley on. I did an interview with him at Wikipedia Files where I just fact-check your Wikipedia page. And he gave this. He talked about, because I think it was in the Wikipedia page where he told us that when he's from Missouri.
Yep,
and he loves St. Louis. Yeah, he loves the pickup truck. And he's known to roll around when it's bad weather to be able to help people out of ditches. Like he hooks up the back because he loves pulling the people out.
Nice.
I don't think he's got like a, I'm sure he's got a great heart, but I think it's more like, look how much torque this truck's got.
I'd like to know, is he using the truck that the Sox gave him?
Yeah, right. I don't know.
On his way out or his own truck?
And then a 708 says an autographed Steelers mini helmet.
Hmm.
By Coach Cower.
Okay, yeah.
The only,
$50 maybe, $40 bucks.
All right, so we'll look into that, Philip, and find out about the Lincoln Logs. Mm-hmm. And on the baseball cards, 63, 64, 65.
Yeah, those are the years you want. Anything pre-80s, you know, or pre-mid-70s are the good years you want to have. So
right.
I can't give a price on it, but those are the good years.
Those are the good years for value, bad years for funny names, right? 80s is hands down.
Right, 80s, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe those cards aren't worth anything, but the hairstyles alone.
right.
Greg Flamm, always a pleasure to see you, buddy.
Yep. Come out and see me at Palatine, Wolf's.
All right, you're indoors now, huh?
Yeah, indoors all winter.
All right. He's at the Wolf's in Palatine. You can also find him online, both at Facebook and Twitter. He's at DuPage Picker with us every Wednesday. See you next week. Greg Flamm.
Thank you.